Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to High School Varsity Baseball. We are at Victory Field, 501 West Maryland Street, Indianapolis, Indiana. Today's ballgame, Class 1A, the Tecumseh Braves and the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We thank you for tuning in, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. We'll mention this is a educational-based broadcast. You are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's Robbie Kendall in ASO. He's provided internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We mentioned this game is going to be brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, along with Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, Frankfurt, Indiana, Reynolds Farm Equipment, along with Titus Bakery and Deli. Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located on Main Street in Sheridan, Indiana. Also, PutMeInSports.com, along with Hamilton County Reporter and Sign Production. We'll mention they're grooming the field right now. They've already sprayed the infield dirt. It looks good. We'll mention they just did the chalk, and they use chalk right there at Victory Field. They put chalk around the home plate area right there in both batter boxes. Getting ready for baseball, Central Catholic Knights took infield first. The Tecumseh Braves took it following. We'll mention everybody up on the screen in each dugout, getting ready to watch the ball game. We'll talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll mention the visiting team on the scoreboard is going to be the Tecumseh Braves. They're Class 1A, Sectional 54. Central Catholic Knights will be the home team, Class 1A, Sectional 53. We'll do some comparisons. Overall record. Central Catholic Knights, 26 wins, 6 losses. Tecumseh Braves, 19 wins, 12 losses. We'll mention they come out of these conferences. We'll mention Hoosier Conference. Champions are the Central Catholic Knights. They finished 8-1 in the Hoosier Conference. That's 1 out of 10 teams. We'll mention the Tecumseh Braves. They perform in the Pocket Conference. They finished 7-5. 5th among 13 teams in the Pocket Conference. Non-conference opponents, Central Catholic finished 10-5. Tecumseh Braves finished 6-6. We'll mention today is the only head-to-head ball game they've probably ever played, at least for this season. And we'll mention common opponents. They do have 0. They have no common opponents this season. We'll mention on home games, Central Catholic 10-2, home games for Tecumseh 8-5. On the away game schedule, Central Catholic 9-4, Tecumseh Braves 5-6. On a neutral setting, neutral field, Central Catholic 7 wins, 0 losses. And we'll mention Tecumseh Braves 6 wins, 1 loss on a neutral field. In the playoffs, you know they're both unbeaten. We'll mention both teams are currently 6 wins, no losses. Whoever captures the 7th win will win Class 1A 2022. Again, we'll mention the in-state schedule, the roster, I should say, what they are currently, Central Catholic, 26-6. Tecumseh Braves, 19-12. We'll let you know a little bit about Victory Field. Victory Field here on the surface. First, we'll mention a little bit about the IHSAA Baseball State Finals. You can capture this game live. It is live. It was live last night. It's tape delay from last night, and you can capture the game on Valley Sports Indiana. Valley Sports Indiana, that's BSI, can capture the live game. If you've got DirecTV, that's up around 671. I think -4, 671-4 for DirecTV. This game is also available at IHSAATV.org. So that's how you can get the ball game. You're listening to PutMeInSports.com. You're welcome to continue listening. We're going to have a good ball game here at the 4:30 contest. We will not stick around. We will not do the Class 4A game. It's supposed to start around 8 p.m. That's going to be Penn and Cathedral. Should be a good ball game. We'll mention both these teams participating today. We'll let you know last week it was Tecumseh and Shackamack at Jasper. Tecumseh 12, Shackamack 3. That was in 7 innings. Lafayette Central Catholic was at LaPorte High School. They went against South Central. That was an interesting ball game in the last couple of innings. Central Catholic came back, got the win 9-4, and that was in 8 innings. So today it's going to be Tecumseh, visiting team on the scoreboard, Central Catholic Knights, the home team, right here at Victory Field in Indianapolis, championship game, Class 1A. We'll mention a little bit about the umpires on the system today. 4 umpires going to work this ball game. They're going to be Greg Hammond, Michael Zaire, Philip Natero. He goes by Phil. He's a Kokomo resident. He does a fine job. He's a good part of Dan Adams right there as they work in classroom setting, teaching the game of baseball. And Scott Linton. We'll let you know about Victory Field. Victory Field is located at 501 West Maryland Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46225. This facility opened on July 11, 1996. This facility cost to build it $20 million. That's what they're saying. And they'll say in modern day times, for the dollar sign, it's $34.6 million to build the same thing. Well, Michigan is home of the Indianapolis Indians. They are in the International League. Their league began in 1884. That was 138 years ago. The International League, they played 150 games on their season. They used to play 144. This year, it went to 150. And we'll mention the voice of the Indians is none other than Howard Kelman. Howard Kelman is on the road with the Indians. They're right there at the Atlanta Braves facility for the AAA affiliate. And I believe this is correct. Last night, for Howard Kelman, it was his 6,000th game that he has done for the Indianapolis Indians. That's more than 42 years, probably closer to 45. Howard Kelman, always good to listen to, even if you're in the ballpark. On radio, he's great. You'll learn a lot more. Getting ready to witness the IHSAA State Finals, 55th annual. It costs $12 to get in here. That's for 2 ball games. 5 years old and under, they get in free. So they're in the umpires meeting down there on the field behind home plate. Talking it over right now, both coaches on the diamond. For the visiting coach, that's Ted Thompson for the Tecumseh Braves. And working right there on the diamond for the Knights is Coach Bourdonnais. For Central Catholic Knights. They're working it right there on the diamond, getting ready for a baseball game. We're going to have introductions here momentarily. And should be a good ball game here on the surface today. The field looks absolutely beautiful. They've got it mowed in a zigzag. It looks like a crosshatch. They want it looks like a flannel shirt out there on the outfield, even on the infield. They've got it mowed twice. It looks very nice. And I got to mention, we're working in a facility up above. And then we're behind home plate. What a facility. And they did some extra work on that. They kept it going. And they reorganized up here. They renovated. That's what Mr. Jason Willie told me on the phone. And he is absolutely right. What a facility right here. We're right to the left of Chad Nickham. He is the public address announcer. He also does basketball state finals at Conseco. Chad Nickham does the regular season for the Newcastle Trojans basketball team. That guy is good. He also plays pretty good music right there in Newcastle. I'm not sure he's playing the music here at this facility. But we're going to go ahead and mention a little bit about each school. We'll let you know. The Tecumseh Braves, they have a school enrollment of 302. Their school was consolidated back in 1965. It was Linville High School and Elberfeld High School. They went together, created Tecumseh Braves High School. We'll mention their Class 1A, Sectional 64. There were five in their sectional. Their sectional consisted of Candleton, Northeast Tavoy, Spring Valley, Tecumseh, and Wood Memorial. We'll also mention the principal at Tecumseh High School is Jason Fisher. The athletic director is Craig Iyer. I'm going to get a little bit of tape here. Got some tape working up here in the upper balcony. The wind kind of blowing pretty good up here. Doing a good job keeping us cool. They're staying 75 degrees, maybe 79, I take that back, 79 degrees for a high today. And then they're also saying about 8 o'clock, it's going to be down to about 75, maybe 74 degrees. Pretty good weekend to play baseball. Couldn't have picked a better weekend to play. We'll also mention Tecumseh Braves. Tecumseh High School is located at 5244 West State Road 68. That's Linville, Indiana, 47619. You can reach them by phone at 812-922-3237. On the web, it's warwick.k12.in.us/schools/Tecumseh. That's a long one. We'll mention on Twitter, they're at THS Braves. They wear the colors red, white, and blue. They perform in the Pocket Conference. As mentioned, there are 13 teams. They are Boonville, Forest Park, Gibson Southern, Heritage Hills, Mount Vernon, the south version of Mount Vernon, North Posey, Pike Central, Princeton, South Spencer, South Ridge, Tecumseh, Tell City, Washington. The Tecumseh Braves are currently 19 wins, 12 losses. They did finish fifth of 13 teams in the conference. That's the Pocket Conference. It's 7-5. The head coach is Ted Thompson. We'll mention Coach Ted Thompson at Tecumseh High School, working in year number 5. He's got 77 wins, 44 losses. Overall, 77-44, working in year number 5 at Tecumseh. And he's only worked at Tecumseh. We'll mention a little bit about Tecumseh. Tecumseh the Indian was born in an Indian village near present-day Xenia, Ohio. Tecumseh was reared by an elder sister. He was also reared and worked and trained him in the strict Shawnee code of honesty. That was by his elder brother. Taught him woodcraft and hunting. Speaking of the Tecumseh Braves, the Class 1A Southern Indiana representative in today's baseball state finals, Class 1A. We're listening to an introduction from Chad Nickum, public address here at Victory Field. We mentioned last night here at Victory Field, 5:30 start time, Centerville at 21-5. They are the Bulldogs. They went against Ileana Christian. They are the Vikings at 21-7. That was a Class 2A matchup, started at 5:30. We mentioned Ileana Christian got the win, 10-1. And they moved to a 22-7 record on the season. They are Class 2A champions. Also last night at 8 p.m., it really started about 8:30 on the wristwatch. It was Brevet Jesuit Braves at 26-4. They went against Andrean 59ers at 30-4. Clemson Andrean got the win, 5-1. Moved the schedule for Anderson. The roster should stay the record for Andreas at 31-5 on the 22 season. We're getting ready to watch Tecumseh and Lafayette Central Catholic. And as mentioned, the final game tonight is Indianapolis Cathedral and Penn. They're introducing the visitors on the scoreboard. They're introducing the Tecumseh Braves right here on the diamond. We'll go ahead and mention the batting order for Tecumseh. Tecumseh Braves going to bat like this. Number 21, he'll be the catcher, Connor Anglin. Number 4, shortstop, Brody Julian. Number 12, the pitcher will bat third, that's Dax Bailey. Number 23, the four-hitter, he'll play first base, that's Drew DuPont. Playing third base, wearing number 11, that's DJ DuPont. Batting 6-22, center fielder, Chase Jones. Batting in the seventh position, number 3, left fielder, Wyatt Huddleston. Batting 8, he'll wear number 5, he's playing second base, Mason Gogol. And batting 9th will be the designated hitter, number 8. That's Braden Long. He will bat in place of defensive player, right fielder, number 1, Thomas Pemberton. We'll talk a little bit about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights High School, enrollment 293. They were founded in 1956. They're class 1A, sectional 53. 6 in their sectional. It happened at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. In their sectional, Attica, Covington, Faith Christian, Lafayette Central Catholic, North Vermilion, Riverston Park. We'll mention the principal at Central Catholic is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Kim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Nate Denno. The athletic trainer at Central Catholic High School is Sarah Igo. We'll mention Lafayette Central Catholic Knights High School, located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up at 765-474-2496. On the web, you can find him at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. The weather collars navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. 10 members. They have an east and a west. In the east, it's Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, Western. In the east, it's Benton Central. I take that back. In the west, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette. Central Catholic Knights are currently 26 wins, 6 losses. 8-1, they finished at number 1 in the Hoosier Conference Championship class, I should say, 2022. The head coach for Central Catholic is Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais, an 87 graduate from Central Catholic. Tim Bourdonnais has 7, yes, 7 state titles in class 1A. We're mentioning Coach Bourdonnais, 25th year at Central Catholic, 608 wins, 167 losses. Overall, he's a 27-year baseball coach at the varsity level, 634 wins, 203 losses. We'll mention Central Catholic played at LaPorte last weekend. At LaPorte High School, Mr. Ken Schreiber. Ken Schreiber has 8 state titles. He chose 38 years. He got done in 1998. We'll mention Andrea tied the record at 8 last night. Central Catholic going to give it a shot tonight to reach the 8th plateau in state titles. 04, 07, 09, 10, 11, 12, and 13. They're trying for 22. We'll set this down for our national anthem for a live rendition right here at Victory Field. For the man who Well done. National anthem sounded great.
That's it.
Very good. Absolutely. She can sing opera.
And she can.
She sure can. Opera indeed. Maybe at the Carmel Palladium. But that sounded marvelous. So they're getting ready for baseball right here. Central Catholic Knights going to be the home team. Visiting team Tecumseh Braves. Looking for a good ball game tonight. We'll go around the diamond defensively for Central Catholic. Doing the pitching tonight, or should say this evening, it's Ben Mazur. Where's number 27? We'll talk about Ben Mazur just for a moment. Ben Mazur enters this ballgame with 55 and a third innings under his belt. Ben Mazur getting ready to make appearance number 13. He has started 10 games. This will be number 11. He has faced 224 batters. He's got a win-loss record of 8 wins, 1 loss. He's allowed only 28 hits. He's allowed only 12 runs. Only 5 of those runs were earned. He's walked 19. He struck out 96. Now, 29 of those strikeouts, they went down looking. He's hit 3 batters. That's not too bad. So Ben Mazur going to do the pitching. Ryan Schumer, he'll do the catching wearing number 7. At first base, number 32, Justin Brady. At second base, Owen Munn, he'll wear number 12. At shortstop, Evan Dienhart, number 24. At third base, Billy Owens wears number 15. In left field, number 14, Tyler Fox. In center field, 33, Bren Robbins. In right field, number 20, that's Caden Minnick. Going to throw one down. Frozen rope from the hand of Ryan Schumer. And bring the ball around the infield. They're going to put it in the glove of Ben Mazur. Getting ready to lead this game off. The leadoff batter for Tecumseh. Going to be number 21. He does the catching. That's Connor Anglin. Connor Anglin going to step in. Right-handed batter. Connor Anglin. We're missing in the semi-state game. Anglin batted 400. Anglin scored 3 runs. He got 2 hits and 5 at-bats. He got 4 RBI. That was in the semi-state. Here comes the first pitch from Mazur. Pitch comes in. Just low. Ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Working around the diamond right there. Here comes the second pitch to Anglin. Outside and tall. Ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Here comes the pitch. A bit high, ball 3. Ben Mazur looking for that release point. Top of the first inning. Knights and the Braves. Here's the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. 3 balls, 1 strike. You'll step back in. Connor Anglin, leadoff batter in this ballgame. Swing and a miss. Count goes full. At 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. On deck is Brody Julian. Here comes the wind and the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, he'll foul this one. Right side, out of play, it's going to get to the roof. I believe these are souvenir baseballs. It'd be hard to retrieve them in this final game for each of the classes. Souvenir baseballs, here's the 3-2 again. Ground ball, foul, left side. Going to be fielded by the third base coach. Believed to be Ted Thompson. Looks pretty youthful. Working in year number 5 at Tecumseh. Stepping back in, Connor Anglin. He'll face a 3-2 count. Once again, here's the pitch. Inside a ball. He'll jog down to first base. First batter is aboard for Tecumseh. Next batter going to step in for the Tecumseh Braves. Going to be Brody Julian. Brody Julian is going to bat left-handed. Brody Julian listed as a switch hitter. He's a junior. Wears number 4. He plays infield. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. It's all about putting a bunt down. I believe they call that a strike. Not a real definitive strike signal by the home plate umpire. He keeps the hand in front of him. Got to watch him like a hawk. Working out the stretch. Now the set for Mazur. Here comes the pitch. to Julian. Now they're going to play a pickoff move, first base. Safe at first base, Connor Angler. He gets off the base right away. Mazur wasn't even in the rubber yet. He is now. As I said, here comes the pitch to Julian. Put the button down. It's going to go foul territory, left side. Taking off for second base. He'll have to jog back to first. That's Connor Angler. So working right there on the diamond. In the batter's box, Brody Julian. Step back in, left-handed batter. On deck is Dax Bailey. He'll do the pitching for Tecumseh. Tecumseh pitch. No going to be a pickoff move once again. No tag applied by Justin Brady. Back safety head first is Anglin. Stepping back in, left-handed batter. He'll tap the plate. Working right there. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Swinging a miss. Healthy cut. He'll go down swinging. There's one out here in the top of the first inning. One runner aboard. He drew a walk. He's at first base. That's Connor Anglin. Next batter going to step in. Right-handed batter. He's going to do the pitching for Tecumseh in the bottom half. Wearing number 12 is Dax Bailey. Dax Bailey steps in. He went 2-for-3 in the semi-state. He got 3 RBI. This is going to get away from Ryan Schumer. They're jogged down to second base. Connor Anglin. Sun is shining. The sky is free of clouds. It is a nice light blue as the JW Marriott probably sometimes could put a shadow. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. A step back in. One ball, one strike. One out. Out of the set. Ben Mazur checks second base. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Foul territory. Third base. And they fielded right there on a hop by Ted Thompson, the head coach for the Tecumseh Braves. Tim goes one ball, two strikes, one out, top of the first. Runner at second base is Connor Anglin, the leadoff batter for the Braves. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Evan Dehart's going to field it. They'll throw across the diamond. They'll get the put out with Justin Brady. Connor Anglin moves to third base. There are two out here in the top half of the first. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Drew DuPont. Drew DuPont will step in. Where's number 23? Playing first base. We'll mention Drew DuPont in the semi-state. He batted 250. He went 1-for-4. He got a hit, and he also got an RBI. He's a lefty. He'll take an early swing. He'll almost get the edge of the dugout. Tecumseh in the first base dugout. Working over in a third base dugout in Central Catholic Knights. So they're going to work from there. Foul ball. Count goes 0-1. No balls. One strike. Two outs. Peering in, looking at signals. Is Ben Mazur out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Going to pop one foul territory down the left field line. He'll go the other way with it. It'll reach the seats. It'll stop right there. And a seated spectator will reach down and pick up the baseball. No balls. Two strikes. Ben Mazur off the back of the rubber. Just his cap. He'll step back in the rubber. Peer in. Look at signals from Ryan Schumer. Now out of the set. Here comes the 0-2. Going to pop one. Foul. Might be playable. Going to be playable for Justin Brady. He'll make the catch. Foul territory. Nice get out of the inning. They leave a runner at third base. And we do thank you for listening. We'll mention this game is brought to you in part by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now you can find Titus Bakery in Dallas. They've been inside Reynolds Farm Equipment maybe a couple, maybe 3 years now. Titus Bakery and Deli, we'll mention their hours of operation. right there in Reynolds Farm Equipment. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. We'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment right there on U.S. 31. And then we'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon, closed Sunday. You can stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. We'll talk about the Tecumseh Braves. We'll take you around the infield for Tecumseh. Doing the pitching is Dax Bailey. Dax Bailey wears number 12. His catcher is Connor Anglin, number 21. At first base, Drew DuPont, number 11. At second base, it's Mason Gogol, number 5. At shortstop, it's Brody Julian, number 4. At third base, DJ DuPont, number 11. In left field, number 3, Wyatt Huddleston. In center field, number 22, Chase Jones. In right field, number 1, Thomas Pemberton. The DH is Braden Long. He'll wear number 8. He's batting in place of D50 player, number 1, Thomas Pemberton, the right fielder. Stepping into bat for the Knights, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, first batter for the Knights, bottom of the first. Pitch comes in low for ball 1. Owen Munn steps in. He scored 2 runs in the semi-state. He got a base hit. 2 RBI. He's going to get his drive down the right field line. He goes the other way with it. He'll round first base. He's going to end up at second base standing. Puts a rope right down the first baseline. Picked up there in right field by Thomas Pemberton. He'll hit the cutoff, Mason Gogol. And both first batters in this ballgame for respective teams end up on base. Next batter going to step in. For the Knights, it's going to be number 24, Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart in the semi-state. He got 1 hit. He scored 2 runs. He walked twice. He got 1 RBI. To step in, right-handed batter. Working out a stretch, now the set. Could put a bunt down. Going to go back to the pitcher, not too quick. He'll make the throw to first base. It's off target. Going to go in foul territory by the bullpen area. Picked up there by right fielder Thomas Pemberton. He throws a ground ball. He throws a one hopper to the shortstop, Brody Julian, trying to put the tag on Evan Jeanhart. Jeanhart safe at second. Jeanhart traded places with Owen Munn. Owen Munn in to score the first run of the ball game. Next batter going to step in is going to be number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur stepping in. He got a hit in the semi-state. He got an RBI. First pitch comes in, strike. No balls, 1 strike. Right-handed batter, Ben Mazur, junior class member. Next pitch comes in, low and outside, ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Ben Mazur doing the batting. Nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. 1 run in for the Knights. Owen Munn. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the stretch, Dax Bailey. Foul ball back to the screen. Might have been off the face mask of catcher Connor Anglin. Everybody's good. Count goes 1 ball, 2 strikes to Mazur. Steps back in. Modified at second base by Jeanhart. They're swinging outside pitch. It's going to be a drop third. They're going to get a pickle. Evan Jeanhart's going to get to third base. As a pickle, Evan Jeanhart took off. For third base, the throw was not going to be in time. They're going to call that a swing and a good glove by the catcher, Connor Anglin. Ben Mazur was taken off of first base for a drop third. It was not a drop third strike. 1 out here in the bottom of the first inning. Stepping in the four-hitter for the Knights. That's Ryan Schumer. Where's number 27? Schumer going to foul 1 up against the screen. A lot of screens around this perimeter, around this ballpark, trying to save the spectators because it could be bad. And And then they put a lot of screens up, and it's safety all the way. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Schumer. You know, take a drive to center field. It's going to be shallow. Evan Dehart's going to try to tag. Shallow, they're going to make a throw to the plate. Dehart's going to slide. Ball comes up free. Catch the glove of Connor Anglin. Good slide by Dehart. Dehart hit the deck. Anglin hit the deck. They help each other up off the surface. Nothing like good sportsmanship in a baseball game, especially when it's here at Victory Field. Next batter going to step in. Nobody on base. Two runs in. Two outs on the diamond. T.J. Bell going to bat. Right-handed batter. He's the DH. Batting in place of Billy Owens, the third baseman. Pitch comes in. Ball one. Working from the windup, Dax Bailey. Pitch comes in, ground ball, it'll be foul. It's going to be off his leg. They're going to call it a fair ball. They're going to say it didn't hit his leg. And T.J. Bell, they're going to call a foul ball. Third base umpire going to walk in, say it got him. But T.J. Bell's got to be careful enough not to run that out. He knows it hit him. Stay around home plate. Show that it hit him. So they're going to bring him back. No out recorded. They did throw him out at first base. Looked like a little bit of bunt right there. It was a full swing. They'll step back in. They'll reset the scoreboard. Balls and strikes. No balls, one strike. Two outs. T.J. Bell batting for the Knights. Out of the windup, here comes the pitch. Dax Bailey. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell in a semi-state. He walked once. T.J. Bell went to the plate four times. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Going to be a drop third and say a catch was made. Connor Anglin, pretty good glove there behind home plate. Third out recorded. Nice. Might have a couple of hits. We'll double check here, but they're going to score two runs in the bottom of the first inning. After one complete, Knights 2, Braves 0. Again, we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheets Company. It's right there across the Hamilton County line, barely into Marion County. She serves Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties. She's done so since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Let's step in right now. Next batter in the lineup. Going to be DJ DuPont. DJ DuPont, back in the fifth spot. Third baseman. Where's number 11? DJ DuPont, right-handed batter, getting ready to step in. We're missing DJ DuPont in the semi-state. He went 1-for-4. He went to the plate 5 times. He got 1 base hit in 4 at-bats. Getting ready to take off in the top of the second. But something both these teams probably not used to. This is the TV timeout. We're waiting for the commercial to finish playing right there on Valley Sports. Valley Sports, Indiana. Doing the play-by-play on Valley Sports is Mark James. Mark James is also basically the quarterback for the Indianapolis 500. He calls on the different guys. It's going to be a line shot. Off the bat, right into the glove of shortstop Evan Dehart. That was a frozen rope, not more than 4 feet high. One out here in the top of the second inning. Two-run ball game. Knights got two in the bottom of the first. Stepping into bat number 22, Chase Jones. He's the center fielder. Here comes a wind from Mazur. Pitch comes in high for ball one. Chase Jones in the semi-state. He scored two runs. He batted twice. He went to the plate four times. He never looked, put one foot in the box, one foot out. And last pitch came in. Count goes one and one. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Ben Mazur finding that release point from the pitcher's rubber. Working the curveball right there. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Mazur to Chase Jones. You know, pop one foul territory. Giving it a chase is Justin Brady. It's going to reach the seats about 12 rows back. So new ball in the surface right there. Into the glove of Ben Mazur. Count goes one ball, two strikes. One out, top of the second inning. Outfield playing shallow. Especially Bren Robbins playing a bit shallow, about halfway in. Maybe a little more than that. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Outside of ball. A lot of oohs and ahs. Okay, well, Mazur puts the ball right there at knee high. Your profile view for that. It looks good all the time. Here comes the wind from Mazur, the 2-2. He'll take a drive to right center field. Going to back up Bren Robbins. He's going to get a beat on it. He'll make the catch out in front of the 362 mark. In right center. Right there in center field. Right center field is 405. Deepest point in this park is left center. It's 418. Down the line, this is a tad over 300. Can't quite read those from this angle. Two outs on the diamond. Stepping in is Wyatt Huddleston. First pitch, swing and a miss. Huddleston wears number 3. Huddleston is a freshman athlete playing varsity. State finals competition. Right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 1-1. Huddleston, we'll mention, he scored 3 runs in the semi-state. He got 2 hits and 2 at-bats. He got 1 RBI. He's a freshman. Take a cut at it. Foul ball. Going to get back behind Schumer. We'll track that down. Count goes 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes to Huddleston. Here comes a wind from Mazur. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. He'll go down swinging. Knights, 3 up, 3 down. They'll bat to the bottom half of the second inning. After 1.5, Knights, 2. Braves, nothing. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by FTCSales.com. FTCSales.com. If you're looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle, look and find FTCSales.com in the Weekly Auto Trader. And you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. It's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They offer bank finance or easy, low-payment plan. You can visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer at Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Their hours of operation are Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana. So they're getting ready to bat here. Bottom of the second inning. Justin Brady going to be the first batter. Left-handed batter is Brady. Senior class member. Justin Brady, 6'195". Plays first base for the Knights. they'll step in. Justin Brady. He had two at-bats in the semi-state. He scored a run. He got a base on balls. They'll step in now. We're waiting for TV timeout. TV timeout happens. Right there, the Central Catholic saw the same thing on the football field. Clark Barrett had to wait to save the play and take the snap. Here comes the pitch from Dak Bailey to Justin Brady. First pitch comes in, strike called. No balls, one strike. Here comes the second pitch to Brady. Outside of ball. One ball, one strike. Justin Brady, left-handed batter's box. Here comes the right hurler, Dax Bailey. They're going to call strike. Justin Brady, I tell you what, he's just a susceptible person to get that inside strike call. Going to foul this one. It would have went out of play. He's got the screen. The bounce back in, picked up by Coach Bordenay. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in low, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. The set back in. Justin Brady. Here comes the wind in the pitch. They're just calling the strikeout. We're going to say it's got the inside edge, knee high. He'll jog back to the dugout. He'll bat again. Next batter going to step in for the night. Where's number 14, Tyler Fox? Tyler Fox, right-handed batter. Tyler Fox going to step in. Tyler Fox will miss him in the semi-state. Tyler Fox, no appearance. Just comes in outside of ball. Tyler Fox playing baseball today. We will hope to look for Carter Johnson in this ball game. Pitch comes in, strike called. One ball, one strike. Here comes the wind from Bailey. The short hop to glove, going to get back the glove of Anglin, back to the backstop. Kim goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Knights batting in the bottom of the second inning. Swung on, ground ball, base hit. Between second and first base, a baseball had eyes on it. It made its way in on the ground to right field. Thomas Pemberton played the baseball, threw it back in. Base hit off the bat of Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, a junior class member. Tyler Fox, 6'1", 165 pounds. Left-handed batter's box, Caden Minnick. Working from the stretch, Bailey. First pitch comes in low. Good block right here by Connor Anglin. Kept the baseball to his left laterally. No movement by first base runner, Tyler Fox. They get a modest lead right there. Holding him on at first base is Drew DuPont. There's the pitch. Swung on, foul ball. Going to get the screen right there, the dugout, their first base dugout. Tecumseh Braves. They're all up on the screen. Same thing for the Knights. Knights dugout, they're all up on the screen watching this ball game with bated breath. Working from his set position, here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, backdoor curveball. Might have been a slider. Not much of a break. He let it go by. Count goes 1-2. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Modest signals being given there by Coach Bordenay. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball, stays outside and tall. Count goes 2-2. One runner aboard, one out. Bottom of the second inning. Knights in front, 2-0. They got two in the bottom of the first. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, up the middle. Shortstop, they're taking himself unassisted at second. They'll get the double play at first base. Brody Julian was playing right there. Minnick is playing him to hit it right up the middle. And he had a pretty good way of going right there. He fielded the ball just close to second base to get the double play. So Knights are out of the inning. We're making the Tecumseh Braves get them out of the inning with a double play from Brody Julian to Drew DuPont. Getting ready to bat here in the top of the third inning. This game moving right along. We'll let you know this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. It's Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They'll buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson, A-N-D, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's Target Sports in Sheridan. Ryan Schumer throws it down to second base. Getting ready to bat here in the top of the third inning. It's going to be number five, the second baseman, Mason Gogol. Mason Gogol going to step in. We'll let you know Mason Gogol in the semi-state. Mason Gogol, he batted twice. He had two plate appearances. I think that's that. He had two at-bats, four plate appearances. He scored a run. He got a base hit, and he got an RBI. First hit, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-1 to Mason Gogol. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur, second pitch. Swing and a miss. Ben Mazur's throwing some heat right here. On a warm day, not going to be as warm as it has been, or like it's going to be on Tuesday. Here comes the pitch. Checks his swing. They may check this. We'll see. They're not going to. Schumer says he didn't go. Count goes 1-2. Right-handed batter, Mason Gogol. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Fielded by Billy Owens, third base. He'll throw across the diamond. They'll get the put out with Justin Brady. One out here in the top of the third. Next batter going to step in. He's going to be the DH. Doing the DHing in the ballgame, where's number eight? That's Braden Long. Braden Long going to step in. We're mentioned in the semi-state. He had two at-bats, two plate appearances. And that's the way it went for Braden Long. Here comes the first pitch for Mazur. Going to get by the glove. Going to go back to the backstop. Count goes 1-0. Right-handed batter going to step back in. Working from the windup, Mazur. Going to call strike. Outside edge. That was generous. Count goes 1-1. We're pretty much right behind home plate. Elevated on the third level. A good vantage point. We are thankful for the IHSAA and Victory Field. Pitch comes in, a ball. Count goes 2-1. Peering in, looking at singles. Ben Mazur. Here comes the wind and the 2-1 pitch. Ground ball. Back to Mazur. He'll field it. He'll throw it underhanded to Justin Brady. He'll get the put out. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. Next batter going to step in. He's the one hitter. Leadoff batter, Connor Angren. Where's number 21 for Tecumseh? We'll mention Connor Angren on the season. In 31 games, he's batting .472. On base percentage, .573. 117 plate appearances, 89 official at-bats. Here comes the first pitch to Angren in his second at-bat. Strike called. Right-handed batter, straightaway stance. Now a little bit of an open stance. He'll close on the approach. Here comes the 0-1. He'll take a drive, base hit. Over Justin Brady's head at first base into right field, picked up by Cade Minnick. He throws it in, hits the cutoff of Owen Munn. So gets himself aboard again. He drew a walk first time up. He gets a base hit here in the top of the third. So Connor Anglin at first base. Two outs here in the top of the third. Next batter, Brody Julian. Brody Julian, stepping in. Where's number four? Batting 383 on the season. That's in 31 games. That's how many they played, 19 and 12. Julian, 470 on base percentage. 119 plate appearances, 94 at bats. Here comes for the call time. Timeout in the left-handed batter's box by Julian. He didn't step out. He just verbalized time. Home plate umpire granted it. Ball's live. Here we go. First pitch to Julian. Now going to be a pickoff move. Back to first base. A little bit wide left. Justin Brady makes the play. And Justin Brady was going to do the hidden ball trick. Got to mention, the Braves are getting off base, some of them, before majors, even in the rubber. Out of the stand, here's the pitch. Strike call. Down goes 0-1 to Brody Julian. He's a shortstop for the Braves. He'll step back in. Left-handed batter. Brody Julian, as mentioned, he's a switch hitter. They have three switch hitters on their ball team. That's pretty remarkable for a high school team. Sometimes you might see one, two at the most, but they have three. Pitch comes in, a ball outside. Kim goes one ball, one strike. Coach Ted Thompson relaying some words to the batter's box, Brody Julian. Here comes the pitch, the 1-1 pitch. Taken off of second base. Ryan Schumer throws a dart, and they're going to get him out. Going to say he's out. Connor Anglin thinking differently. A little bit of a conversation right there with the second base umpire. The Knights are out of the inning. We'll see Brody Julian in the batter's box in the top of the fourth. So after 2.5, Knights in front, 2-0 over the Tecumseh Braves. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. If you're looking for that special part, give them a call. They'll look it up for you. That's 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So getting ready to throw the ball around the diamond right here. Put his gear on. That's Connor Anglin. Connor Anglin is thrown out at second base. A little bit of a conversation with the second base umpire. He gets back to the dugout. He's got his gear on. He's playing toss right now with Dax Bailey. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, you do not have to live in Hamilton County to get the Hamilton County Reporter. If you're interested in Hamilton County, if you're living out of state, you can pick up that publication. We'll mention, nobody covers your team like the team at the Hamilton County Reporter. Hall of Fame sports editor Richie Hall makes sure every school in Hamilton County gets the coverage they deserve. Read the Reporter online at readthereporter.com and subscribe to get news and sports delivered to your inbox for only $12 per year at readthereporter.com/subscribe. First pitch, bottom of the third inning, low and away, going to bounce past the glove of Connor Anglin. One ball, no strike, stepping back in, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, center fielder. We'll mention Bren Robbins. He scored a run in the semi-state. He went to the plate three times. He did score a run. So a pretty crucial run there in the beginning. It's going to be a ground ball. It's going to be fielded by the third baseman, DJ DuPont. DuPont was playing on the infield grass. It was a high hop. He had to jump to get it. He throws across the diamond, gets the put out with Drew DuPont. So probably brothers working together there, maybe cousins. I did not find out down there at your dugout earlier. Next batter will step in. It's Owen Munn. Owen Munn wears number 12. He's going to step in batting 366. Here's the first pitch. Ground ball foul territory. Ground ball left side in front of the Knights dugout. Owen Munn, 480. 480 on base percentage. He's been to the plate the most times. He is the one hitter. He's been there 125 times this season. This is the second of this ball game. He'll take a swing. Try to check his swing. Strike calls. Count goes 0-2. Owen Munn, 101 official at-bats. He's got 37 hits, 29 are singles. Ground ball, left side, foul territory. Going to be fielded by Coach Bordenay, former second baseman of the Purdue Boilermakers. Stepping back in, Owen Munn. Here comes the wind and the 0-2 pitch. He'll take a rocket right side. Going to go foul ball down the right field line. He did that similar fashion, but on the ground in his first at-bat, ended up at second base. He's one for one with a double in the ballgame. Here comes the 0-2 pitch again from Dax Bailey. Here comes the wind. Low for a ball. Count goes 1-2. Owen Munn, 7 doubles on the season. He's got a home run. He scored 32 runs. He's got 23 RBI. He just dropped third strike. I do believe I look up. He's running to first base, and he's going to get thrown out by the catcher, Connor Anglin, as he steps to the inside. Throws the angle back at Drew DuPont. Two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Dean Hart going to step back in. He put a bun down first time up. Not sure what the official call was. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Might have been a slider in there for a strike. A righty facing a righty. Evan Genhart, highest batting average on the team with 462. You're going to send this one back up the middle. It's going to be a base hit. Nearly got Dax Bailey right there as a pitcher's rubber. He got a piece of it, but not much. But he did slow it down, but not much. And then off the glove of Mason Gogol. At second base, no play available. Evan Genhart with a base hit on the infield. Next batter stepping in. It's going to be the pitcher for the Knights, Ben Mazur, another right-handed batter. Working from the stretch. To check first base, that's Dax Bailey. Pickoff move. Going to try a hidden ball trick, but Knights runners do not get off the base until the pitcher gets in the rubber. So hidden ball tricks probably out the window for the Knights. Working out a stretch, now it's set. Pitch comes in low. Ball one. Ben Mazur steps in batting 258. 365 on base percentage. He's got 16 hits, 8 singles. He's got 7 doubles and a home run. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Ted Thompson going to walk out, going to meet with his infield right there at the pitcher's rubber. Good ball game in the works right here at Victory Field. Knights have been here, might have been maybe 6-7 years ago. They were here twice in a row representing Class 2A. They went against South Spencer maybe about 6-7 years ago, and then after that, the very next year, they went against Providence. Class 2A. They're playing Class 1A this season. Looking for a win. Coach Bordenay looking for an eighth championship to tie Andrean and Laporte. Short off the glove. Good glove there at first base. It's on safe. What a snap throw. I tell you what, Connor Anglin, probably one of the best snap throws to first base I've seen this season. And this is the 31st game I've seen the Knights play. Two balls, no strikes. Right-handed batter, Ben Mazur. They'll let it go by high for a ball. Count goes 3-0. Right-handed batter's box, Ben Mazur. He's walked 9 times this season, looking for that 10th walk. Pitch comes in. Outside edge, they call strike. 3 balls, no strikes. The plate's wide open. It probably widens a little bit. might have there. Three balls, one strike. Working from the stretch, now the set. Dax Bailey is the pitch. Outside of ball, short off the glove. Gets stopped by Connor Anglin. Ben Mazur going to jog down and catch first base. Coach Bordnett going to walk in. He's going to give a courtesy runner right here. It's going to be Nathan Bapps. Where's number 23? Nathan Bapps going to do the running. Courtesy runner for the pitcher. Ben Mazur jogs back to the dugout. Stepping into bat for the Knights, the four-hitter. With runners at first and second base and two outs, Ryan Schumer going to step in. Number seven, batting 354, 495 on base percentage. First pitch in there for a strike. No balls, one strike, Ryan Schumer. 106 plate appearances, 82 at-bats. Left-handed batter facing the righty. Pitch comes in low for ball one. One ball, one strike. Schumer has 29 hits, 19 are singles, 8 are doubles. He had 2 home runs. Those 2 home runs came in the same game. Pitch comes in, he takes a stroke. Second base, going to play it well. Square up and he'll throw to first base, gets a foot out. Mason Gogol throws on to Drew DuPont and the Knights strand 2 runners. At 3 innings complete here at Victory Field, Class 1A variety. The 2-0 ball game, Knights in front. We'll also mention this game is being brought to you by PutneyInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring with the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils basketball, Central Catholic Knights basketball in Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball. That's in the wintertime. Let's throw the ball around the diamond. Trying to get loose right there on the diamond. But we'll mention this ball game started at 4:30, Class 1A. Tecumseh Braves at 19-12, going to get the home team, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. At 26-6, after this game, will hopefully be a little time to relax and get acquainted once again with Victory Field. Because at 8 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time, Class 4A matchup, going to be the final ball game. This is the state finals here at Victory Field. It's going to be the Indianapolis Cathedral Irish and Penn. My dad even asked, Penn is synonymous with football. Penn, they're 18-5 in baseball. Indianapolis Cathedral, they're 18-10-2. You wonder how they're 8-2? That's because their light source is not there at their ball field. Central Catholic Knights have played there once. I got to see that ball game. Worked at it. Coach is very nice. Nice press box. Coach was up there early. Got to get his lineup. Pretty kind gentleman right there at Cathedral High School. So Cathedral and Penn going to play here at 8 o'clock. You can watch that game on IHSAATV.org. Stepping in the bat for Tecumseh. Number 4, Brody Julian. He was in the batter's box last inning when the throw went down to second base to get Connor Anglin trying to steal second. First pitch comes in a strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur. Here comes a wind. Swung on. Ground ball. Shortstop. Lost the handle. Tried to pick it back up. Couldn't pick it back up. That was a hot rocket off the surface. Evan Dienhardt couldn't hold it. See what the call might be. And that's going to be a base hit in the book. Nope, they're going to call it an error. So both teams responsible for one error each thus far, and we've played 3 innings. Stepping into bat is number 12, Dax Bailey. Out of the stretch, here comes the pitch. High and inside. Ball one. Dax Bailey steps in. batting 327. He's played in all 31 games. That's Bailey, right-handed batter's box. Out of the set, Ben Mazur, pickoff move, nonchalant, no tag applied by Justin Brady. That's Bailey, 407 on base percentage. That's 113 at-bats. I should say, played appearances, 98 at-bats, working out a stretch. Now the set becomes a 1-0. Trying to put a bunt down, going to get a foul tip off the bat, trying to put the bunt down. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Dax Bailey. He scored 19 runs on the season. He's got 32 hits. He's got 27 RBI. He's tied in the RBI department with Drew DuPont. Here comes a pitch outside of ball. Going to get off the glove, going to veer. Left side out in front of the nice dugout. And taking second base easily on the misplayed baseball. Right there is Brody Julian. The set back in. Number 12, Dax Bailey. On deck is 23, Drew DuPont. Working out a stretch. Now a set. He'll check second base. There's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Between first and second base, we go to right field. Third to the plate is Strong. A one hop into the glove of Schumer. From right fielder, Caden Minnick. What a throw. They held him at third base. I thought he was going to round it. Come on in. Coach Ted Thompson said no, respecting the arm of right fielder, Caden Minnick. Runners on the corners. Brian Schumer looking for instructions out of the nice dugout. Coach Borden ain't going to walk out. Going to walk out, talk this over. 2-0 contest. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Nobody out. Tecumseh Braves with runners on the corners. So timeout on the diamond. Knights talking this over. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Sandblasted signs, talking about redwood, cedar, or HDU, that's high-density urethane foam. Along with billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. That's Sign Production since 1985. You can reach them at 317-984-3765. Or by cell phone, 317-946-2424. Stepping into bat, 23, Drew DuPont. As mentioned, 23 RBI on the season. Drew DuPont tied with Dax Bailey with 23. First pitch comes in a strike. Runners on first and third, working out the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Ben Mazur, outside edge, called strike. Might have been a slider, might have got that corner, back door. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Back in the left-handed batter's box, Drew DuPont, another switch hitter from the junior class. He's going to call time at home plate. He's going to take the hand off the bat, put that left hand up, call for time. I've always thought it'd probably be a good idea to call time verbally, just in case you're not granted time, you got both hands on the bat. Working out a stretch, now the double set. Here comes the pitch from Ben Mazur. Outside is a ball. Trying to back door, trying to work that outside edge. Count goes one ball, two strikes. To the left-handed batter, Drew DuPont. Runners on the corners. Nobody out. Top of the fourth, Knights up by two. Right there in the left-handed batter's box. Had to get out of the way of it. That was 23, Drew DuPont, and Ryan Schumer makes a good grab off the surface to make that top save a run from coming in from third base. Two balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Ben Mazur, here comes the 2-2. It'll pop one foul out of play. It's going to get the roof. Left side. Count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. To the four hitter, number 23, Drew DuPont. Drew DuPont batting 341, 385 on base, 107 at bats. I should say that's plate appearances, 91 official at bats. Got a little bit of a break in the action here. He's got 18 runs scored. He's got 31 hits. As mentioned, 27 RBI. He's got 7 doubles, 3 triples, and 2 home runs. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Ryan Schumer trying to frame pretty good. He does move that wrist. Say what, he frames very well. 3-2 on the way from Major to DuPont. Swung on, ground ball in the infield. Evan Jeanhart couldn't grab it. Going to veer off the glove. Run comes in to score. Evan Jeanhart was looking for the double play. He would have went unassisted. The run was going to score anyway. Now the Knights have him in fourth out at third base or a double play. Infield fly rule in effect. Runners at first and second base. The 2-1 ball game. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Tecumseh Braves coach Ted Thompson giving plenty of signals right there to his second base and first base runner. Stepping into bat, number 11, DJ DuPont. Plays third base, right-handed batter facing the righty. Ben Major, here's the pitch. Thought about putting the bun down, pulled the bat back, is a strike. Strike called, count goes 0-1 to DJ DuPont. DJ DuPont, 31 games under his belt, played in all of them, 298 batting average, 373 on base percentage. 111 plate appearances, 94 at bat. Going to be a pickoff move at second base. Timing move for Evan Jeanhart. No throw made. Justin Brady at first base going to play up on the grass right there. Going to feel the bunt that comes his way. No balls, 1 strike. In the rubber, Ben Major looking at signals. Just checked second base out of stretch. Now the set, the double set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, low for a ball. The break was across the plate. Must have finished low. Count goes 1-1. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Signals given, not a whole lot. Hand clap at the end of it for Coach Thompson. Out of the set, he'll check second base. Here comes a 1-1. Going to call out a strike. Breaking pitch. Trying to bail out of the way right there. Number 11, DJ DuPont. He'll go down the count, 1-2. Runners at first and second base. Nobody out. Top of the fourth. 1 run in. It's a 2-1 ball game. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside. Nearly got him. Down goes 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. And look at second base to Alice Stat. Here's the pitch. They're going to call him out. 2-2. Major might have got a gift right there. The jaws back to the dugout. 1 out. Next batter going to step in. It'll be Chase Jones. He's the 6th hitter for the Braves. Chase Jones, center fielder. Where's number 22? Right-handed batter. Batting 263 in 31 games. 434 on base percentage. Out of the set, he checks second base, does Major. Checks again. Pitch comes in. He's going to drive one to right field. Got a lot of air under it. Going to shade his eyes. Minute couldn't make the catch. Wind kind of caught him. They're going to throw the plate. They're going to load the bases. Bases are loaded for the Braves. Caden Minnick was fighting that sun. He was putting the glove up, trying to shield the sun. As he was doing that, he was coming in to make the catch towards the foul line there in right field. At the last second, he dove for it. Got it off the glove, but couldn't hold it. So they throw it in because the base runners had to respect the possible catch in right field. So they load the bases now. Stepping into bat, we're going to see number 3, the 7-hitter Wyatt Huddleston. Wyatt Huddleston playing left field. He's batting .269. He's played in 29 games. .359 on base percentage. Bases loaded, one out. Top of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball. We're going to get back to the dugout. Tecumseh dugout. Now goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. The step back in has been major. Peering in, looking at signals from Ryan Schumer. Out of the set, he'll check third base. Here comes the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Down goes 0-2 in the batter's box, 7-hitter. Number 3, Wyatt Huddleston. Wyatt Huddleston playing left field for the Braves. Out of the set, checks third base. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Fastball, trying to make him fish. Wouldn't offer. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out. Bases loaded. Top of the fourth. Timeout called at home plate verbally by the batter, Wyatt Huddleston. Granted, he steps out. He steps back in now. Ball is in play. Out of the stretch, now the set, Ben Mazur. Here comes the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. A step back in, right-handed batter Fox. Wyatt Huddleston facing the righty, Ben Mazur out of the set. Here comes the 2-2. Strike three. And a steady down looking, there's two outs. Here in the top of the fourth. Next batter going to step in. He wears number 5. He's the 8th hitter for Tecumseh. Second baseman, Mason Gogol. Mason Gogol stepping in. He's played in all 31 games. .256 batting average, right-handed batter's box. On base percentage of .375. The righty facing the righty. Two outs, bases loaded. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. No balls, one strike, he'll set back in. It's Mason Gogol. Batting for the Braves. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Above the zone, ball one. One ball, one strike. Working right here on the diamond. Here and in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Now the set for Mazur. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Mazur trying to get out of the inning. Bases loaded. Two outs. 1-2 count to the 8th hitter for the Braves. That's Mason Gogol. Out of the set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. High for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Top of the fourth. Tecumseh has one run in at the 2-1 ball game. Class 1A. Championship game at Victory Field. He's going to take a drive to center field. Going to back up Brent Robbins. Not much. He reads it well off the bat. Straight at him. He makes the catch. So they leave three aboard due to Tecumseh. They get one run in the top of the fourth. After 3.5. Knight 2. Braves 1. We'll mention we're going to talk a little bit about Dax Bailey. Dax Bailey wears number 12. Doing the pitching for Tecumseh. Dax Bailey, 54 in the third inning. Under his belt, entering this contest. He's got 5 wins, 4 losses. This is appearance number 14 on the season. This is start number 12. He's allowed 55 hits. He's walked 22. He struck out 39. He's hit 4 batters. He's allowed 2 home runs. He has faced 244 batters this season. And then he's doing the pitching for the Tecumseh Braves. He picks up the baseball. Working right here on the diamond. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention you're listening to Internet Radio. You can listen live or you can listen later. This game will archive if you check the website, putmeinsports.com. I think there's more than 75 games there. They consist of Tipton football, Tipton basketball, along with Central Catholic basketball, and Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball. I think there are 38 basketball games, something like that. And on the baseball season for the Knights, I believe this is game number 31. That's at PutneySports.com. Football, basketball, baseball, high school varsity sports. They throw one down to second base. Getting ready to put it in the glove of Jax Bailey. Working right here on the diamond. Getting ready to step in for the Knights. Second time, number 16, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, 342 on base percentage. 112 plate appearances, 88 at-bats. TV audience is ready. Here we go. First pitch, bottom of the fourth, to T.J. Bell. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes, T.J. Bell. Where's number 16? Junior class member. He's got 17 RBI. He'll take a fly ball right side. It's going to be a foul, fair ball. Off the fence there in front of the yellow stripe. I think that's a 320 mark. Off the fence down the right field line. That's a pretty good shot for a right-handed batter. He is a strong man. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Borden, they're going to send out a pinch runner for T.J. Bell. What a stroke right there, T.J. Bell. Here at Victory Field, they'll remember that for a long time, if not forever. He'll tell his grandkids that one day. Doing the running at first base, Nathan Bass. We'll double check that. Nathan Bass. We'll double check that. Stepping into bat. Number 32, Justin Brady. Here's the pitch. Right down the pipe, he lets it go by. Knee high, called strike. Justin Brady batting 250 on the season. 394 on base percentage. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitch. Working out a stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in for Bailey. Backdoor curveball. Breaks in there for a strike. Got to pick up the revolution on them backdoor curveballs. Got to fight them all the way. Down goes 0-2. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Checks his swing. Count goes 1-2. Ball outside. Runner at first base is Nathan Bass. He's doing the running for T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, first batter here in the bottom of the fourth. Went down the right field line. Hit the fence airborne just inside the foul line. Swung on, ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielded by the second baseman. He'll get the pickup. He'll throw to first base. He'll let Nathan Bass go to second. Didn't really have a play. Bass was already by him and close to second base. Mason Goble throws on to Drew DuPont. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. 2-1 ball game. Knights in front. Knights the home team, wearing the white uniforms with the blue pinstripes. Sleeveless with the blue sleeves out the shoulder. They're wearing the blue stirrups, I should say the blue socks. Stepping in, Tyler Fox. At second base, Nathan Bass. There's one out. Pitch comes in. Low for ball one. Number 14, Tyler Fox, batting 209. Right-handed batter's box. 320 on base percentage. Signals given from Coach Bordenay. 54 plate appearances. 43 at-bats. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Low and away. Count goes 2-0. Tyler Fox, as mentioned, 6'1", 165, a member of the junior class. Listed as a pitcher and an outfielder. He's playing left field in this ballgame. Take a stroke. He'll go out of play. Should be in the seats. Right side. He'll have to track that down. Souvenir baseball waiting for someone. Couple of young men going after it. Peering in, looking at signals. Zach Bailey. A long peer working with Connor Anglin. Now out of a set position. Check second base. Pitch comes in. Outside edge. Fastball. Called strike. Kemp goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the fourth inning, runner at second base for the Knights is Nathan Bass. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, third base. They're looking back at second. They'll come to third base now. Going to be a throw across the diamond. It's awry, and coming in to score easily is Nathan Bass. They get the out across the diamond. They go DJ DuPont to first base. Drew DuPont went back to third base, and it was over the head of third baseman DJ DuPont. So nice score run. If bases are empty, there are two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Stepping back in is Caden Minnick, number 20. He's playing right field, a good right field player. Pitch comes in high for ball one. Caden Minnick steps in batting 270, 389 on base percentage. That's 95 plate appearances, 74 at-bats. Timeout on the diamond. Dax Bailey wanted to talk to Connor Anglin. They got it figured out before they got close to each other. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bournet, conversation, short conversation. Home plate umpire. It was brief. One ball, no strikes to Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick going to step back in. Caden Minnick has 12 singles. He's got seven. Seven doubles. He's got a triple. He's got 21 RBI. He scored 20 runs on his own. I should say he probably got knocked in on those runs, but 21 runs crossing the plate for Caden Minnick. Pitch comes in. Strike called. Here comes a windy 0-1 pitch. Backdoor curveball, didn't get the break he was looking for. Stayed way outside. Young goes 1-1. Here comes a wind from Bailey. Swung on to take a drive to left center. Got a lot of air under it. It's going to be shallow. It's going to be taken and caught there by left fielder Wyatt Huddleston for the final out in the fourth inning. So we're going to drag the field here. We're going to have a man-made tower. They're going to drag the field here just like they do in the Indians game. They're going to stagger right there at third base. They got five guys pulling those drags around the infield. They're going to get it back to good shape for the remainder of the ball game. And a good game on the agenda today. We are at Victory Field in Indianapolis, 501 West Maryland Street. Indianapolis, Indiana. The owner of this field is Indianapolis Capital Improvement Board. That's the Indianapolis Capital Improvement Board. They own Victory Field. And as mentioned earlier, this field was put into play on July 11th, 1996. And the price tag then, as mentioned, $20 million. If they were to build this same stadium today, the state had cost $34.6 million. And I will also mention, this is the 55th annual. Let's forget about the COVID year. 55th annual IHSAA state finals. It's $12 to get in last night or today. $12 per person. You can watch two ball games. They are entertaining. If you're 5 years or under, you get in for free. Again, I'll mention Class 1A umpires working this game here today are Greg Hammond, Michael Zaire, Phil Nicaro, and Scott Linton. They're working the game here, and we'll go ahead and mention. Previously, this Victory Field was called Busch Stadium, but that was Busch Stadium over on 16th Street. Busch Stadium, 16th Street. I think they have some places to live over there. They've got some apartments. It's working out well over there on 16th Street. And they did have a TP area in center field that would fit right in place. Tecumseh Braves TP area there in Indianapolis at 16th Street and Busch Stadium. That was a long drive to get it to the TP area. That just cut off the center field out there. Kind of like the Houston Astros Stadium. And then home of the Indianapolis Indians right here, the International League. Since 1884, 138 years, International League played 150 games this season. They They bumped that up from 144. It's been 144 for year after year. This year it's 150. Stepping in the bat, we're going to have a pinch hitter. Stepping in the bat, number 16, he's a freshman, Landon Oxley, listed as an infielder. Landon Oxley going to step in. He got an on-base percentage of 263. First pitch, low and outside, going to get by the glove of Schumer, ball one. Landon Oxley has 19 plate appearances. He's got 17 at-bats. Here comes the 1-0. Good cut, swing and a miss. Right-handed batter, 16 freshman athlete, Landon Oxley, listed as an infielder. Here comes a 1-1. Swung on, ground ball to Deanhart. He fields this one, a throw across the diamond. Strong arm to Justin Brady, one out here in the top of the fifth inning. Next batter going to step in to the bat here for the Braves. Number 21, leadoff batter Connor Anglin. Right-handed batter going to step back in. Connor Anglin on the season. 472 batting average. 573 on base percentage. Takes the first pitch low for ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out. Top of the fifth. Knights in front, 3-1. Pitch comes in, right across the dish, strike called. Young goes 1-1. Let's step back in. Leadoff batter, Connor Anglin led this game off. Ground ball, foul territory down third base coach. Ted Thompson looks like he could still play the game. Maybe he plays on a softball slow pitch league in the summertime. Looks like he could. Working from the windup, here comes the 1-2 pitch. Back up right there. Might have got a piece of Ben Mazur. Fielded there off of Mazur. It's going to go in the book. It's fielded by second baseman Owen Munn. He throws to first base. He beats the throw out. Connor Anglin beats the throw out. He's at first base. I believe for the third time in the ballgame, he got two hits. First time up, he walks to first base. Coach Bournet going to go out and check on his pitcher. It's going to be a trainer type of visit. Not going to count. Surely not going to count as a trip to the mound. Checking on his junior class pitcher. We're going to continue right here. That's Ben Mazur. He's going to get some moisture on that right fingertips. He'll step in now. Next batter, Brody Julian. Where's number 4, left-handed batter. A switch hitter from the junior class. First pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes no balls, one strike. Spear back in, out of a stretch. Check first base, out of a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 0-1. Outside edge, called strike. Pretty placement right there by Ben Mazur. Working that breaking pitch from back door, caught the outside edge. Count goes 0-2. Checks first base, out of stretch. Now the set. Time out by the batter. Brody Julian, left-handed batter's box, granted. Just step back in. On deck, number 12, Jax Bailey. For the Braves, working out of stretch. Now the set. Ben Mazur. Comes the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, two strikes. Left-handed batter's box, Brody Julian. Brody Julian has scored 26 runs. He's got 36 hits, 14 RBI. He calls time, got something in the eye. He'll step back out. Again, we'll miss number 4, Brody Julian. Working right there with 14 RBI. He's got 5 doubles. He's walked 12 times. Out of the set. Pickoff move, first base. Somewhat nonchalant, about a C-plus move for Ben Mazur. No tag applied by Justin Brady. Stepping back in, left-handed batter's box. Brody Julian, he's the two-hitter for Tecumseh. Swing and a miss. Chase one outside. It's jogged back to the dugout. Two outs. Here in the top of the fifth. next batter who step in. Does the pitching, number 12, Zach Bailey, the third hitter in the lineup. Zach Bailey stepping in, 327 batting average in that right-handed batter's box, 407 on base. One runner aboard for the Braves. Pitch comes in, strike called. Step back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals from Ryan Schumer, is Ben Mazur. Both classmates, along with being teammates from the junior class. Ryan Schumer looking at the dugout, reflecting signals to Ben Mazur. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Swung on, line drive rope to left field, base hit. Rounding second base, he'll stay there. Tyler Fox picks it up, tosses it back in. Cut off to Evan Jeanhart. Next batter going to step in for the Braves. Where's number 23, a four-hitter, Drew DuPont. Drew DuPont playing the first base position for the Braves. He's got two aboard. Two out here in the top of the fifth. Drew DuPont batting 341, 385 on base percentage. He's got two home runs on the season. First pitch, swing and a miss. Kind of unloaded on that. That was his pitch. Count goes 0-1. Left-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Right-handed pitcher, Ben Mazur, out of a set, checks second base. Pitch comes in. Ground ball in the infield. Refielded by Justin Brady. He'll toss it to first base. Ben Mazur covering to get the third out in the inning. Braves leads two aboard here in the top of the fifth. After four and a half innings, Knights 3, Braves 1. Again, we thank you for tuning in. Right here, the 2022 IHSAA Baseball State Finals. Again, we'll mention last night was the Class 2A game and the Class 3A game. The 2A game started at 5:30. It was Centerville Bulldogs and the Ileana Christian Vikings. We'll mention the Ileana Christian Vikings captured the win. 10-1 over the Bulldogs. Takes the record, final season record for the Ileana Christian Vikings. The 22-7, their first appearance here at Victory Field. They are relatively a very new addition to the IHSAA. In the Class 3A ball game last night, it was slated to start around 8 o'clock. It actually got started around 8:30, maybe 8:40 p.m. It was the Brabus Jesuit Braves at 26-4, going against the Andrean 59ers, Fighting 59ers, we should say, at 30-4. Andrean got the win, 5-1 over Brabus. Takes the record for Andrean, final season record, 31-5. Andrean, in that ballgame last night, the championship, picked up their 8th. That's win number 8 in postseason championship play in the IHSAA for Andrean. Andrean ties the record of the Slicers. That's the LaPorte Slicers. They were coached by Ken Schreiber. Now it's called Ken Schreiber Field. They've got a Ken Schreiber way for the street behind the ballpark. They also have 8. So they're tied at 8. Coach Tim Bordenay presently has 7 state titles in Class 1A. Looking for that 8th title here tonight to have a 3-way tie in baseball in the IHSAA. That's batter going to step in for the Knights, Bren Robbins. Where's number 33? Bren Robbins going to step in. Step into bat, batting 250, 400 on base percentage. First pitch outside of ball. Step back in, right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch from Bailey. High for ball 2. Working from the windup, Dax Bailey. Here comes the 2-0. right down the pipe. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Brent Roberts. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Outside a ball. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Steps back in. Number 33, center fielder, Brent Roberts. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Right on time, good cut. Count goes full at 3-2. On deck is Owen Munn, the leadoff batter. Should say the first hitter. Outside of ball, Brent Roberts will jog down to first base with the base on balls. Next batter to step in is going to be Owen Munn. Owen Munn, first batter in the lineup for the night. Batting 366 in the right-handed batter's box. 480 on-base percentage. Holding him on at first base is Drew DuPont. Working out a stretch. Peeling in, looking at signals from Connor Angren. Out of stretch, takes the base. Now out of set, squaring the bunt. Pitch comes across the dish. Going to be called a strike as Owen Munn pulled the bat back. Signals being given at first base, Coach Bordenay. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch, Dax Bailey for the Braves. Out of set, comes the pitch, he'll put a bunt down. Nice bunt, going to veer foul. Going to roll across the line there, probably about 12 feet from the home plate. It finally went across the line, and it's going to be an 0-2 count to Owen Munn as he comes back to pick up the baseball bat. Back at first base is Brent Roberts. Coach Bordenay trying to get runners, a runner in scoring position here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 3-1 ball game, Knights in front. Class 1A championship game. North and the South. Pitch comes in outside a ball. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Brent Roberts at first base. Set position for Bailey. Pitch comes in. Ground ball. Second base. Could be a double play. They go 4-6-3. Ball gets by 3. It wasn't going to be out at first. It's back to the foul area. And Owen Munn is at second base. That's just about like a sacrifice bunt. It's a different guy at second base. So Owen Munn's going to run across the diamond. He's going to hand that apparatus off to Coach Bordenay. There's one out on the diamond. That was Brent Roberts. He was thrown out. Pitched out right there. They went 4-6-3. Mason Gogol at second base to Brody Julian. And Julian to DuPont. Couldn't get the out at first. They got one. Runner at second base is Owen Munn. Stepping in. For the Knights, number 24, Evan Dienhart. First pitch comes in low for a ball. Owen Dienhart, I tell you what, after about 10 games, his batting average just continued to climb. Owen Munn, I should say, Dienhart, best batting average on the team at 462. Next pitch comes in, a ball. Count goes 2-0. Coach Bordenay going to send some guys down bullpen area. Going to send a guy down there to protect. It's number 10, Lucas Gerke. Right here in the batter's box, Evan Dienhart. Working from the set position. Bailey, pitch comes in low. Three balls, no strikes. Evan Dienhart got aboard with the bunt earlier. He may beat it out, I'm not sure. Might have been a single. He got a full swing single in the infield. He's going to draw a walk right here. He's going to jog down to first base. Runners at first and second base, one out. Next batter is going to step in. It's going to be Ben Mazur. Timeout on the diamond. As the Braves walk out to talk it over, Ted Thompson. Again, we thank you for listening. We'll let you know this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. Right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli. Their hours of operation at Titus Bakery is Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. Reynolds Farm Equipment, they're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. And Saturday, 7:30 to noon, they are closed on Sunday. This batter will step in. It's Ben Mazur. Right-handed batter's box. Runners at first and second base. Pitch comes in, outside edge. They're going to call that a ball. On the scoreboard, it says ball. Might have saw the gesture as a strike. We'll see. We'll find out. One ball, no strikes, one out. Working from the stretch, here's the pitch. Outside a ball. Two balls, no strikes. It's a 2-0 count. Runners at first and second base for the Knights. Gene Hart at first. Owen Munn at second. Ben Mazur batting. He'll take a drive right side. It'll go out of play. It won't quite get the roof to come back in. 2-1 count. Ben Mazur for a pitcher. He's got an incredible fluent swing from that right-handed batter's box. Take a swing and a miss there. 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Step out and step back in. One out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Working from the stretch, now the set. Ground ball back up the middle. Could be a base hit over second base. Middle infielders couldn't reach it. Play back to second base, back safely. Owen Munn rounds the bases, rounds third base, I should say, scores the fourth run of the ball game for the Knights. So Evan Dehart at second base. Ben Mazur is going to jog off the diamond, the pitcher for the Knights. He gets himself aboard with a base hit up the middle on the ground. Going to first base to do the running for the Knights. Hit number 17, Gavin Dutel. Gavin Dutel, 5'9". He's a sophomore. Next batter to step in for the Knights, number 7, Brian Schumer. Runners at first and second base. Out of the stretch, now the set. Going to take a drive. Going to be a high fly ball. Shallow. Going to be played for by the second baseman. They lost the... The sun got them also. They're going to get out at second base and take a base hit away from Ryan Schumer. Not much you can do right there. They're going to toss this over. Coach Bordenave going to have conversation. Second base umpire. I believe that's Phil Nocero. You know, Phil Nocero. It's going to be a calm, cool, collected conversation. But momentarily, you're going to keep a runner at second base. For the moment, bases are loaded for the Knights. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. One run in. It's a 4-1 ball game. Top fly barely got out in the grass, but the sun was tough. Second baseman Mason Gogol was looking for it. Going to hit the ground without touching anything. Umpires are going to get together, going to answer a question that Coach Bordenave has for them. Coach Bordenave, he is behind the back. A gentleman, indeed. So they're talking it over, all four of them. They talked it over last night on TV. One of the ball games, I forget which. Watched most of both of those. They watched Greg Rakestraw did a fine job play-by-play. I think it was Chris Walker from Lafayette Jeff. Pretty good color commentary. Going to talk it over. Coach Bordenave going to get an answer here momentarily. A break in the action right now. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be T.J. Bell. We'll mention Hamilton County Reporter. You know, you can capture the Hamilton County Reporter online and also on by mail. It's a paper newspaper. We'll mention, are you reading the Reporter yet? Hamilton County's hometown newspaper can be delivered to your inbox 6 days a week. for as little as $12 per year. Just go to readthereporter.com/subscribe, and you'll never miss the high school sports action. Hall of Fame sports editor Richie Hall has you covered in Hamilton County. That's readthereporter.com/subscribe. First pitch comes in to T.J. Bell. We're going to throw to second base. It's cut off. They're going to have a pickle. They're going to try to score. I see Evan Deanhart. He's got some wheels. He's going to be tagged out right there close to third base for the third out in the inning. So the Braves use the cutoff method. Nice trying to steal second base. Coming out of the stands right there, out of the crowd, Connor Anglin threw a strike, and it was cut off halfway to right behind the pitcher's mound by second baseman Mason Gogol. They get the trap play there between third and first and home plate, and Evan Deanhart gets tagged out. So the Knights pick up one after five complete innings. Knights in front, 4-1. We'll also mention, if you want to stay up to date on local sports, news, events, politics, and more, then go to readthereporter.com. For just $12 per year, you can get full county coverage for all things Hamilton County. Go to readthereporter.com/subscribe, and you will never miss the best coverage from Hamilton County's hometown newspaper. That's readthereporter.com/subscribe. Go online, punch that in, readthereporter.com/subscribe, and get your card out. Could be a debit card, could be a credit card for $12. They'll send you the reporter for a full year. So let's throw the ball around the diamond. Working right there behind home plate, Ryan Schumer. Get some warm-up tosses. Right there, that's 27, Ben Mazur. In the last ball game, Ben Mazur, he threw his maximum of 120 pitches. Evan Deanhart came in and pitched lights out. He had a couple of strikeouts. Knights used a shift, for lack of a better word, Barry Bonds type of shift on the infield. They brought Ben Mazur in from left field, put him behind the pitcher's mound, between the pitcher's rubber, the dirt, and second base as a fifth infielder. They worked up on the grass, the lip of the grass. They needed three outs to get out of the inning. They gave up a first batter triple in the bottom of the seventh inning. They stranded him and two others. The Knights got out of the inning. They got five runs in the top of the eighth. Here comes the first pitch in the top of the sixth. Swung on, line shot to left field, getting a beat on it, Tyler Fox. One out here in the top of the sixth. And a line drive shot. And a move to his right, Tyler Fox makes the play. Next batter steps in for Tecumseh. For 22, the center fielder, Chase Jones. Chase Jones steps in, batting 263. 434 on base percentage. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, fastball high for a ball. On deck batter is number three, Wyatt Huddleston. One ball, no strikes. One out, here comes the pitch from Mazur. Tried to check his swing. They say he did go. Count goes 1-2, excuse me, 1-1. Step back in. Chase Jones, the center fielder. Here's the pitch. Tried to check that one. They'll ask again that he didn't go, and that's a good call. Ryan Schumer, when he wants to check a throw, he asks the home plate umpire, and the home plate umpire checks. That's the way to do it. Swing and a miss. Down goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the sixth inning, Knights in front, 4-1. Right-handed batter in the box, Chase Jones. that comes in. One, he checked that one for sure. Say, well, with the velocity of a Ben Mazur, I'm surprised there are not more check swings for a guy that's throwing above 80. Here comes the pitch. Score off the glove. He's going to take off. A 3-2 pitch in the dirt. Gets by Schumer. He's going to think about going to snap, throw to first base, back safely. Pretty good wheels there. Chase Jones knows what he's capable of. Timeout on the diamond. He's going to walk down, talk to third base coach, Ted Thompson. Next batter, he's talking with Coach Thompson right now. It's going to be number 3, Wyatt Huddleston. Pretty long talk right there. They break up. Number 3, Huddleston. Batting 269, 359 on base percentage. He's got 9 RBI on the season. Huddleston bats in the 7th position. In a mild lead there at first base. Chase Jones. Working out a stretch now with Seth. Here's the pitch to right-handed batter. Huddleston, he's going to pop one up to right field. It's called for by Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick fights that sun and makes the catch. 2 outs here in the top of the 6th inning. Runner still at first base. That's Chase Jones. Next batter going to step in, the 8th hitter. Where's number 5? He's second baseman, Mason Gogol. He's played a good second base position in this ball game. He's batting 256 right into batter's box. Pickoff move, nonchalant, no tag applied by Brady. Mason Gogol, 375 on base percentage. He's got 18 RBI. He's got 20 hits. 3 of those are doubles. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. 1 ball, no strikes, infield. Had regular depth. Outfield a bit shallow. They look shallow compared to the parameters here. They are deep. And I'm right here at Victory Field. What a place to play the game of baseball. Another pickoff move. No tag applied by Brady. A blessing. I heard Greg Rakestraw said last night, total attendance was about 4,300. Not so sure yet for this 1A contest. Probably stack up some 4A attendance here at the 8 o'clock game. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Mazur, here's the pitch. Going to take a foul ball back here. Might be us. Almost got a foul ball. Pretty close. Count goes 1-1. Right-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur checks first base out of the stretch. That's Chase Jones. Alicet, here comes the pitch. Going to pop one up on the infield. Foul territory, I should say. Giving it a look there with Justin Brady. Just over near the dugout top right there. He's got the screen. That screen goes from the closest portion of the dugout to home plate, clear around to the pitcher's mound for the bullpen area. They're keeping people safe here on this diamond. Objects in mirror are closer than they appear. Pitch comes in. He tries to check and swing. Didn't go. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs, 1 runner aboard. That's Chase Jones. He's at first base. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Ben Mazur. Here's the 2-2. Outside of ball. Count goes full. 3-2 count. Chase Jones going to be taken off for second base. Right-handed batter's box. Mason Gogol. 3-2 count. Out of the set. Mazur. Here's the 3-2. Going to take a foul ball. It's going to float. It's going to be out of play. Up here, I think I'm going to change that one down. Working out of it. I think I got me a souvenir. That's okay. But I think I'll give it away. But yep, change that down. They got a area in front of us, bounced out.
Okay.
We'll work it right there. Got permission to keep it. Here comes a pitch from Mazur. 3-2, going to walk him. Chase Jones was on his way to second base in a trot. And his baseball replenishment right there for the home plate umpire. He's going to step in, getting ready to bat. It's going to be Braden Long. Take that back. Braden Long has not re-entered the game. He's going to bat for the second time. It's going to be Landon Oxley. Landon Oxley batting in the ninth spot for the DH. Braden Long, this is his second at bat in the ballgame. Two outs, runners at first and second. Pitch comes in, strike called. No balls, one strike. Turn in, look at singles. Ben Mazur. Out of the stretch, now the set. Pickoff move, they're going to try it to make the throw, and couldn't get him. Back safely is Chase Jones. No balls, one strike. Turn in, looking at signals. Right-handed batter, Oxley, Landon Oxley. Breaking pitch, just missed. A little bit of a horseshoe of the plate. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Freshman athlete, Landon Oxley. Check second base, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut. Landon Oxley. You see why he's in the lineup. Just step back in. One ball, two strikes. Nice trying to get out of the inning. Two aboard, first and second. Check second base three times. Here's the pitch. Gonna call him out. That was generous. They're calling out number three. So the Knights get out of the inning. They lead two Braves aboard. Knights going to bat in the bottom of the sixth inning. We do thank you for listening. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by FCCSales.com. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Look and find at FTCSales.com in the weekly auto trader. And you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, they offer low payment plan and bank finance. Visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. At Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, they're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7. Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. So they're working the ball around a diamond. Get some final warm-up tosses right there. Knights getting ready to bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Going to throw one down, frozen rope. Still on the pitcher's mound, right there for Tecumseh. Those pitchers have gone the distance. For Tecumseh, it's number 12, Zach Bailey. For the Knights, it's number 27, Ben Mazur. Getting ready to step in for the Knights, number 16, T.J. Bell. He's a DH in the lineup. He's batting in place of third baseman, Billy Owens. Billy Owens wears number 15. Three seniors on the ball squad for the Knights. Billy Owens, Carter Johnson, and Justin Brady. Here's the pitch to Bell, high for ball one. 20 on the roster for Tecumseh. They've got five 5 juniors, 4 sophomores, 11 freshmen. They do not have a senior dressing for this tournament today. Fly ball, high fly ball down the left field line, called for by the third baseman. He couldn't make it. It's a foul ball. Foul ball. T.J. Bell was in at second base. He got a glove on it. Third baseman trying to make the play down the third base line. You would have thought shortstop Brody Julian would have called him off. 2 balls, 1 strike. Looking at signals, hand clap given, Coach Bordenay to step back in, T.J. Bell. Here they're looking at signals down the windup, Dax Bailey. Swung on to take a drive to right center, getting a beat on it. Let's try to make the catch to see what the play's going to be. They're going to have to make a call. They're going to say it's a catch. He sprawled out for it. He laid out for it in left center, right center field. What a catch. I believe he might have made that catch. That was a good hit off the bat, but it wasn't a hit. Doggone. What do you got to do to get a hit? That was a good drive by T.J. Bell. Around home play right now. Foul ball. Full swing. Justin Brady batting. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. There's a wind from Bailey. To take a drive the other way. Foul territory out of play. Down there by used to be the Coors. Maybe that was in right field. Indians are playing away today. They asked for the away game this part of the season so the IHSAA can have the diamond. That is nice. So they're playing the affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Forget the town, that is, or city. Count goes 1 ball, 2 strikes to Justin Brady. Here comes a wind from Bailey. Takes the pitch outside of ball. 2-2 count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the wind for Bailey. Swing and miss. It's all back to the dugout. 2 outs. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter to step in. He'll be number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox made a good catch in left field a couple of innings ago. Had a good beat on it. Had to chase it down to his right. Here comes the pitch to Fox. They call a strike. Outside edge. Count goes 0-1. Here comes the pitch from Dax Bailey. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. Low for 1. Connor Anglin, Dax Bailey. It was pretty comfortable throwing back and forth to each other. Strike 3. And Connor Anglin tosses the ball back out to pitches mound behind his back. And it stops right up there on the plateau by the rubber. Wow. So the Knights get no runs in the bottom of the sixth. We'll go to the top of the seventh inning. Knights in front, 4-1. Getting ready to bat in the top of the seventh inning. Going to be the Tecumseh Braves. Tecumseh Braves going to step in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear. Real estate agent. Real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear. Century 21 Sheets Company. Serving Hamilton, Tipton, in Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes, there, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Again, we'll mention nobody covers your team like a team at the Hamilton County Reporter. Hall of Fame sports editor Richie Hall makes sure every school in Hamilton County gets the coverage they deserve. Read the Reporter online at readthereporter.com and subscribe to get news and sports delivered to your inbox for only $12 per year. To subscribe, go to readthereporter.com/subscribe. Stepping in the bat, we're going to see the catcher once again for Tecumseh, the leadoff batter in the ballgame. I believe he's been on all three times. Connor Anglin right in the batter's box. Pitch from Mazur. Swung on, ground ball. Backhand, shortstop by Evan Dienhart. Throw comes in high. He's going to take off for second base. Slides in there, safe. Connor Anglin has been on base, I do believe, all four times in this ballgame. He is the one hitter for very good reason. Connor Anglin on the season. We'll let you know. Batting 472, 573 on base. That's going to climb. 35 runs scored, 42 hits, 29 RBI. Here comes the pitch to the two-hitter, Brody Julian. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. Set back in. Right-handed batter's box. Turn in, looking at signals. Now out of the stretch, now the set. Ben Mazur. Swung on, foul back, out of play. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. Central Catholic Knights in front. 4-1. Stepping out of the rubber. Set back in. Ben Mazur looking at signals. From catcher, Ryan Schumer. Out of the set, he'll check second base. Here comes, he tries a pickoff move. He'll step off the back. Timing off just a tad bit. No throw made. One ball, one strike, left-handed batter, Brody Julian. Where's number four? He's a switch hitter. He's a junior. Here's another switch hitter that's not playing, hasn't played this ballgame. It's Jed Feldemeyer. Pitch comes in. Count goes 2-1. Jed Feldemeyer. He's a pitcher, an infielder. Where's 25? He's a sophomore. They have three switch hitters on this Braves team. Out of the set, check second base, here's the pitch. Swung on, he'll pop one to left field. Tyler Fox gets the beat under it, and it'll float into his glove. Didn't have to move much. One out here in the top of the seventh. Runner at second base is number 21, Connor Anglin. Connor Anglin, pretty good ball player. He's a catcher. Connor Anglin. Just a junior class member. South Central. South Central had a boatload of sophomores. They had seven seniors. But those seniors, good mentors for those sophomores. Look for them again postseason. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul back, right side, out of play. In the batter's box, number 12, Dax Bailey. Dax Bailey, all 31 games, batting 327. Right here in the batter's box, 407 on base. He's got 27 RBI. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Foul ball. Right there at home plate. Ryan Schumer couldn't hold it. Didn't make a whole lot of difference. Count goes 0-2. Anglin at second base. One out. Top of the seventh. Knights up 4-1. Ben Mazur steps off the bat. Get some moisture on that those left fingertips. Any more in a high school game, Dan Adams has said, if you lick your fingers and don't wipe off, don't dry off, there's no way a high schooler is going to going to be throwing a spitball. It just can't happen. It's almost impossible to get away with a spitball. So wiping your fingers, excuse me, wetting your fingers and not wiping is not a balk. They don't enforce that. Pitch comes in outside a ball. One ball, two strikes, one out. Right-handed batter, number 12. He's gone the distance on the pitches, man. That's Dax Bailey, right-handed batter. Out of the set, here comes a right-handed pitch. To a long ground ball. Going to be fielded by Evan Jeanhart. He'll throw a strong throw across the diamond. They'll get the foot out. That was deep in the hole to his right. Two outs here in the top of the seventh. Connor Anglin moves over to third base on the throw by Jeanhart. Next batter going to step in, the four-hitter. First baseman wears number 23, Drew DuPont. Drew DuPont going to step in, batting 341, 385 on base percentage. He's participated in all 31 games. He is also tied at the top with 27 RBI. As mentioned before, he's tied with Dax Bailey. First pitch comes in, a ball outside. Peering in, looking at singles, Ben Mazur. Got some shadows kind of overtaking the field. The shadow just inside the third baseline from home plate to the left field line. The runner at Anglin at third base is just in the shadow. All the fielders for the Knights are out of the shadow except for the catcher. Ryan Schumer enjoying the shadow. Umpire the shadow, but the left-handed hitter for Tecumseh, Drew DuPont, is in the sunlight. Pitch comes in, strike. Down goes one and one. One ball, one strike. Owen Munn back at the lip of the grass. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in, ball two, and double check it. They got 2-1 on the scoreboard, two out. Top of the seventh inning. Ben Mazur, he won't wet the fingers. He watched off that time. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the windup, there's the pitch. Ground ball. Left side up against the Knights dugout screen. Billy Owens, we're going to track that ball down by the bullpen area. Pitcher's mound. One ball, two strikes. They corrected the scoreboard. 1-2 count, two outs, stepping back in. Drew DuPont, here's the pitch. He's going to take a rope to third baseman. Caught right there by Billy Owens. It's the final catch. So three teams at the top with 8 championships in baseball in the state of Indiana. It's LaPorte, Andrean, and now Lafayette Central Catholic. Lafayette Central Catholic coach Tim Bourdain capturing all 8 titles with definitely the help of his ball team. I tell you what, Coach Bourdain, one heck of a coach. Tell you what, we're going to set this down. We're going to leave the microphone open. You'll get to capture Nick right there. You get to hear some public address. That's Chad Nickum. You'll hear Chad Nickum here momentarily. They're shaking hands right there around home plate. Good sportsmanship and a good ball game. Knights capture the win 4-1. We'll set this down. We'll come back. We'll talk to Coach Bourdain here in just a little bit.
Hey, we're listening for now. I'm not going to take you your time, but it's very painful. You're excited, and I'm excited for you.
Yeah, it's a great ball game. You know, we made some mistakes, but we put a lot of pressure on them. All of our runs were as a result of them making a mistake, and our guys putting the pressure on them. You know, I think evidence was Nathan Bass, big run, getting over to third, forcing the first baseman to throw it across, ended up throwing it away. A huge run for us.
Say what? You got 8 wins, championship. Do you see 10 in your forecast?
You know what? I'm going to enjoy this one. I'm going to enjoy it. This is number one with this group. You know, none of these guys have experienced state championship, and I'm just so happy for them to have that in their memory banks, and no one can ever take it away from them.
Coach, thank you.
Thank you.